Officer's log, stardate 5029.5. Responding to a distress call from our scientific colony on Triacus, we are beaming down to investigate.
Self-inflicted. Mass suicide.
Hi, who are you?
Kirk of the Starship Enterprise.
I'm Tommy Starnes. This is Mary, Steve, Ray, and Don.
Come, play with us!
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Log supplementary. We have buried the members of the Starnes exploration party. Everyone has been deeply affected by what has happened here, with some important exceptions.
Let's go and play.
Sign of grief?
No, Jim. No indication of any kind.
Or of fear?
They seem completely secure and unafraid.
And you insist that their behavior is a sign of traumatic shock?
I don't insist, Jim, but I can't dismiss the possibility.
Child suppresses the fact that both parents are dead. I can't believe it.
Humans do have an amazing capacity for believing what they choose and excluding that which is painful.
Not these children to this extent. It's incredible.
What those children saw is incredible, Jim. The way those deaths occurred, any reaction is possible, including lacunar amnesia. That's my diagnosis. Until specific tests can be made, it remains that.
I'll be guided by that opinion, Doctor, for the present. What about questioning them?
Not until the fabric of the traumatization weakens, or you can come up with another explanation for their behavior. Forcing them to see this experience now could cause permanent damage.
Accepted, Doctor.
Be careful.
I'm sorry, Captain Kirk.
Children. Children, listen to me. It's late and it's time to go up to the ship.
Oh, not yet. But we're just beginning to have fun.
Not now.
I'm sorry. You'll go up with the doctor.
It's time to be going.
Whatever happened here is locked up inside those children.
The attack on Professor Starnes' party must surely have been unprovoked.
Attack? Mass suicide is what it seems to be.
I stand corrected, Captain. Induced would be a more precise term. Induced by an outside force.
Such as?
The release of bacteria. Or a helpless mental depression and a state of suicidal anxiety could have been chemically induced.
What would make the children immune?
I do not know, but it is possible.
Then the children would have been exempted by conscious design.
A valid assumption, I would say.
And their present behavior explained by a fear of punishment.
Or the promise of reward.
An attack by an unknown assailant on an uninhabited planet. This planet is uninhabited, Mr. Spock, to the best of our information?
At present, yes. Odd.
Getting a reading?
There seems to be some disturbance coming from that cave.
Picking up any life forms, Mr. Spock?
Definitely not humanoid, Captain. Impossible to make any specific identification. The readings do not correlate with any known information.
Oh, that's strange. Very strange. I'm getting a feeling of anxiety in this place. It doesn't sound very scientific, does it? But it's strongest right here.
I'm not aware of it, Captain.
Maybe that's what's registering on your tricorder.
I'm not familiar with anxiety, but I was not aware that it could be registered on sensors.
No. Of course, that's me. It's me. But what's causing your tricorder to react?
Are you all right, Captain?
Yes, I'm fine. Fine. Just some sympathetic vibration with what happened here. Let's get back to the ship. I want to check out those tapes from Professor Starnes' tricorder. And I am going to question those children.
All right, children. Now, each card is a different flavor. You take your pick, and the computer will mix your favorite combination.
Now, what would you like? Just call out your favorites.
Cherry vanilla, cherry vanilla, orange.
Okay. Well, would you like a surprise, Stevie?
Coconut and vanilla. They're both white.
There, there, now, Stevie.
But there are unpleasant surprises as well as pleasant ones. That was your unpleasant surprise. Now, what would you like for your pleasant surprise?
Chocolate wobble and pistachio.
Oh, coming right up.
And peach.
All right. Ooh, it's going to be a wonderful surprise.
Show no evidence of tensions due to lying. They behave as though nothing had gone wrong. And their checkouts sound physically, and there are no signs of any foreign biochemical substance to account for their present state. I have no answers, Jim.
There has to be an answer.
Well, can't it wait till we get to a Starbase hospital so they can be checked out by a child specialist?
We're not leaving here until we find out what went on or what's going on.
Well, I won't prevent you questioning them, but it could harm the children if you do.
Could be far worse for them if I don't. And for us, too.
Be careful.
Yeah, after this, we can all play games.
Mm-hmm.
I like getting your ice cream out of a computer.
I'll have to eat some more before that.
That was fun.
You can change your...
Well, well, well. You're all having such a good time, I think I'll join you. Is that all right?
Please do.
All right, I'll have a dish, too.
Oh, of course.
A little one. A very small one. It's better than Triacus, isn't it?
That dirty old planet.
What's so good about that place?
Yeah. You weren't there very long. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think your parents liked it very much either.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, mine sure did. Parents like stupid things.
Oh, I don't know about that. Parents like children.
Huh. That's what you think.
I'm sure your parents loved you. That's why they took you with them to Triacus. So they wouldn't be so far away from you for such a long time. That would make them very unhappy, and they'd miss you. I'm sure that you would miss them, too.
I think so. It'll spoil your dinner.
See what I told you? They all say it.
Yeah.
All right, children, you've had a busy day. I think you could use some rest. Nurse Chapel will see you to your quarters.
Very good idea, Captain. Come
on. Sweet hands.
Tommy.
Yes, all right. That's enough.
Just a moment. I'd like to ask you a question. Come on, sit down. Tell me what you saw.
Saw where?
In the cave. On the planet, on Triacus.
You were there.
Did you see your father today?
I saw him.
Did he seem upset?
Yeah, he was very upset.
What about?
Well, I didn't ask him.
What was going on that would have upset him?
How should I know? He was always upset. Just like you, Captain Kirk.
I'm not upset with you, Tommy, or your friends. We invited you aboard the Enterprise. Why would I do that if I didn't like you?
You have your reasons.
Aren't you unhappy about leaving Triacus?
That place? That's for adults.
Aren't you upset about leaving your parents?
My parents? They love it down there. Always busy. they're happy. But can I go now? I'm tired too, you know.
Yes, certainly. I'll take you.
I know the way.
Kirk to security. Post a guard on the children. They're to be kept under constant watch.
Hail, hail, fire and snow. Call the angel, we will go. Far away, or to sea. Friendly angel, come to me. Hail, hail, fire and snow. Call the angel, we will go. Far away, or to sea.
You have done very well, my friends. You have done what must be done. You have come aboard the Enterprise. Now, our destination is a Federation settlement. Captain Kirk will undoubtedly choose a closer station. Do not let that deter you. Marcus 12 has millions of people on it. Nearly a million will join us as our friends. The rest will be our enemies. Together with our other friends who will join us, we will defeat our enemies as we defeated them on Triacus. Million friends on Marcus will make us invincible. No one will tell us where to go, when to sleep, where to eat. The universe will be mine to command, yours to play in. To accomplish this great mission, we must first control the Enterprise. To control the ship, we first must control the crew. You know how to do that. That is your next task. And as you believe, so shall you do. So shall you do. As you believe, so shall you do. So shall you do. As you believe, so shall you do.
Maintaining standard orbit, Captain.
Lieutenant Uhura, any report from the planet security team?
Everything is quiet, sir.
Captain, I have extracted the salient portion of Professor Starn's tapes.
Good.
Among the technical facts he gathered, Professor Starnes also offered some rather unscientific hypotheses.
Let's see them.
Log date 5025.3. Ever since our arrival on Triacus, I felt a certain growing feeling of uneasiness. At first, I attributed it to the usual case of nerves associated with any new project. However, I found that the rest of my associates are also bothered by these anxieties. The only ones not affected are the children. Bless them, find the whole thing an exciting adventure. Ah, to be young again.
Let's see some more of these unscientific hypotheses, Mr. Spock.
IVO 32.4. The feeling of anxiety we've all been experiencing is growing worse.
There is another portion, Captain, which I believe you'll find particularly interesting.
5038.3. Professor Wilkins finished his excavation today. Although whatever civilization that might have been here was destroyed by some natural catastrophe, it would appear that one of the race took refuge in the cave. And for our efforts, we are becoming only more apprehensive. As if some unseen force were influencing us.
What happened? Unknown.
I didn't see you come in, Tommy.
Captain, after we leave here, can you take us to Marcus 12?
No, we'll probably take you to a Federation starbase.
But I have relatives on Marcus 12.
I'm sorry, Tommy. Marcus 12 is not within our patrol area. Mr. Spock, we'll pursue this in my quarters.
Captain, can I stay here and watch? I'll be very quiet.
All right, Tommy.
Lieutenant, I have Dr. McCoy report to my quarters for a brief conference.
Mr. Leslie.
Will we see that all the time we stay here?
Yes, we will. All the time we're here.
He sees Triacus on the screen.
He thinks he sees it.
Mr. Sulu, the screen, we're out of orbit.
Marco's 12 soon?
Very soon.
Change course.
We haven't changed course.
What do you mean we haven't changed course? Look at your bridge control monitor.
We're still in orbit, sir.
Have you gone completely blind? That's not orbiting position.
Don't touch the controls, sir.
What the devil do you think you're doing?
We must remain in this orbit till the bridge orders a change.
You blind fool! Can't you see what's in front of you? We're not in orbit.
I will not disobey an order from the bridge.
You are disobeying an order from the bridge. Now step aside.
You're losing control of yourself, sir.
Not yet.
Things that do not make sense. I even went so far as to call Starfleet Command to request a spaceship to be used as a transport. It was only when I couldn't tell them what I wanted to transport that I began to realize that my mind was being directed. I decided to send a dispatch to Starfleet, warning them. God forgive us. We must destroy ourselves. Alien of Horus. The enemy from within. The enemy!
He never completed the entry, and the dispatch was never sent, except for scenes of family life, games, and picnics with the children. That is the complete record. Whatever overwhelmed them must have done so with incredible speed. Otherwise, the professor would have provided details of the experience. He was an excellent scientist and tireless in his pursuit of the truth.
That could be what destroyed him.
Possible, Captain. Evil does seek to maintain power by suppressing the truth.
Or by misleading the innocent.
Misleading the innocent?
I wonder, do you mean the children may be involved?
About the race that lived here.
According to the legend, Triacus was the seat of a band of marauders who made constant war throughout the system of Epsilon Indy. After many centuries, the destroyers were themselves destroyed by those they had preyed upon.
Is that the end of it?
No. Like so many legends, this one too has a frightening ending. It warns that the evil is awaiting a catalyst to set it again into motion and send it marauding across the galaxy.
Is it possible that the evil found the catalyst?
I was speaking of a legend, Captain.
But most legends have their basis in facts, Bart.
I think I read you, Jim. But as medical officer, I must warn you that unless the normal grief is tapped and released from these children, you are treading dangerously.
I understand your diagnosis, Doctor, and I will respect it. But not to the exclusion of the safety of the Enterprise. Thank you. Spock, what other expeditions have visited Triacus?
According to Federation records, this is the first.
What was it Professor Starnes said about the unseen force?
He said that an unseen force was influencing him, that he recognized it, was beginning to fight it, and canceled his request for a ship.
Ship? Yes, a ship for Triacus, but why? And by whom?
Security detachment, ready for relief duty on Triacus. Assemble in the transporter room immediately.
I'll have some questions for that planet detachment as soon as they're beamed up. I think it's about time we found out whether Professor Starnes' enemy within is on the planet below or here on board ship with us. Come on.
Tour of duty will last 1 hour.
Be prepared with your communicators at all times to report any alien beings. Don't wait to investigate. Beam down the guards. Beam up the security detachment from Triacus.
Onto the proper coordinates, Captain.
Why not?
It appears we are no longer orbiting Triacus.
That's impossible. If we're not orbiting Triacus, then the men I beamed down are dead.
Captain, we are no longer orbiting Triacus.
Activate the bridge monitor screen. Bridge.
Mr. Sulu, we're not orbiting Triacus.
With all respects, Captain, you're wrong. I have Triacus on my screen now.
You're off course. I'm coming right up.
Hi, hi, fire and snow. Call the angel, we will go. Far away, far to sea. Friendly angel, come to me. Hi,
Sulu.
Hi. Far away, far to sea, friendly angel, come to me.
The enemy have discovered our operation. But they are too late. They no longer control the ship. We do. We shall prevail. They will take us any place we desire. So, back to your stations. Maintain your controls. If resistance mounts, call upon their beasts. Their beast will serve us well. The fear in each one of them is the beast which will consume him. Remember how it was on Triacus? If they resist, so shall it be on the Enterprise. If you need me, call, and I will appear. Our new goal is Marcus 12. It is our new beginning. We must not falter.
Go to your stations. Mary, you remain here with me.
Disregard what you see on the screen, what you think you see on the screen. Set a course for Starbase 4. Helmsman, did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Uhura, contact Starbase 4. Tell them we're bringing the children there. Tell Starfleet Command I suspect them of being alien in nature, and I want a thorough investigation made upon our arrival.
Aye, aye, sir.
Lieutenant. You're staring at.
I see my friend.
You make the call to Starfleet. Sulu, I ordered you to change course. Sulu.
Captain, stay away from the controls. If you touch them, we'll be destroyed.
Mr. Smith, there's nothing there.
Captain, why are we bothering Starfleet?
That was an order, Spock.
This bridge is under complete control.
Complete?
There is no need.
Around you.
Cannot obey your order, Captain.
Quarters. He's relieved of duty.
Mr. Sulu.
about an outfit there, but I'll out the suit. And I wrote my name in the
Did you hear me?
This bridge.
I'm losing command. I'm losing my ability to command. I'm losing the Enterprise. I'm losing command. I'm losing the Enterprise. The ship is sailing on and on. I'm alone.
The Enterprise.
Jim.
I've got command. I've got command. I've got command.
Correct, Captain. Where to, Captain?
Auxiliary control, my Falcon friend. This ship is off course. I want you to override the bridge navigation system, plot a course for Starbase 4.
I can't do that, sir.
Why not?
These are very sensitive instruments. I will not have you upset their delicate balance. We would all be lost, forever lost.
Go away now. Go away or we'll kill you.
Scotty, listen to me. The Enterprise has been invaded by alien beings. Its destination is Marcus. If we take it there, millions will die the way they died at Triacus.
So long as the children are present, there is danger. They are the carriers.
Spock, they're not the alien beings. They're children being misled.
They are followers. Without followers, evil cannot spread.
They're children.
Captain, the 430 men and women on board the Enterprise and the ship itself are endangered by these children.
They don't understand the evil that they're doing.
Perhaps that is true. But the evil that is within them is spreading fast. And unless we can find a way to remove it,
we'll have to kill them.
Captain Kirk?
What is it?
I have been instructed to place you and Mr. Spock under arrest.
By whose order?
Starfleet Command, sir.
Where did you hear this order, Ensign? Now listen to me. This order is false. No
want you and your men to return to the stations.
I'm sorry, Captain, but I must insist you and Mr. Spock come with me to the detention section.
Ensign, listen to me.
Do not force me to kill you, sir. I will, if I have to. Come peacefully, Captain.
Ensign, listen to me. This is a false order, Ensign.
I have never disobeyed an order, Captain. You know, I have never
disobeyed... I know that, Ensign. You have never disobeyed an order, but an alien being is aboard the ship.
Disobey now. I cannot disobey.
Ensign, listen to me. You will disobey this order.
Stop with command. Supersede your order,
sir. Men to detention. Then join me on the bridge. The Enterprise will never reach Marcus 12. You will not be landed there.
The crew will take us, the crew believes.
The crew? Not understand. When we make them understand as I understand, they won't take you to Marcus.
They will! No.
We are going to Marcus! We are going to Marcus! We're going to follow our friend!
Will.
Your friend? Where is your friend? Where is that stowaway? Why does he hide?
He will come if we call him.
But we won't. We don't need him. We're not afraid of you.
Good. I'm glad you're not afraid of me. But your leader is afraid. What's he afraid of?
He's not afraid of anybody.
He's not afraid of anything.
He's afraid to be seen. And when the crew sees and hears him, they'll understand that he is not their friend. And they won't follow.
He is our friend.
Then let him show himself. Bring him out. Let him prove to me that he is my friend, and I'll follow him to Marcus 12 and to the ends of the universe.
No!
Mr. Spock, play back the chant the children sang to summon up the Gorgon. Come to see the world as it is. Go on.
Who has summoned me?
I did, Gorgon. My beast is gone. It lost its power in the light of reality. I command again. And I ordered you here.
No, Captain. I command here. My followers are strong and faithful and obedient. That's why we take what is ours wherever we go.
You take from those who do not know you.
And we know you.
Then you know I must win, Captain.
Not if we join together to fight you.
Foolish. You will be destroyed. I would ask you to join me, but you are gentle, and that is a grave weakness.
We are also very strong.
Ah, but your strength is canceled by your gentleness. You are full of goodness. Such as you cannot be changed. You are like the parents. You must be eliminated.
Children, I have pictures of some of you on Triacus. I'd like to show them to you. Would you like to see them? Mr. Spock, the pictures.
I forbid it.
Why should you fear it?
I fear nothing.
So we were told. Mr. Spock, the pictures. The children are waiting.
Tommy's father would have destroyed you, but he recognized you too late.
And you were also too late. The kind ones always are.
Not always, Gorgon, not this time. You can't hide from them. They see you as we see you. They know what you are. Even the children learn.
You are my future generals. Together we can raise armies of followers. Go to your post. First great victories are upon us. You will see. We have millions of friends on Marcus 12. We shall exterminate all who oppose us. Our purity of purpose cannot be contaminated by those who disagree, who will not cooperate, who do not understand. They must be annihilated.
Don't be afraid. Look at them. Without you, children, he's nothing. The evil remains within him.
I command you, to your post. Carry out your duties, or I will destroy you. You will be swept aside to make way for the strong.
Look how ugly he really is. Look at him. And don't be afraid.
Death to you all! Death to you all! Death to you all!
Crying, Jim. I don't know how it happened, but it's good to see.
It's all right, Mary. It's all right. It's all right, isn't it, Doctor?
Yes, it's all right. We can help them now.
Marcus 12, dead ahead, sir.
Reverse course, Mr. Sulu.
I see.
What's reversed yet?
Set course for Starbase 4, Mr. Sulu.
Yes, sir.